moving forward with harbor contamination cleanup and improvements on Skagway's waterfront is the most important priority for the town. That's the consensus from the three candidates for two open Skagway Borough Assembly seats. At a KHNS forum Monday, candidates David Brenna, Tim Cochran, and Orion Hansen expressed similar views on many issues, but each candidate brings different experience that shapes his outlook. Of the three candidates, there is one incumbent, Tim Cochran, who is campaigning for his third three-year term on the Assembly.
I feel a little bit of an obligation to give back to the town I grew up in.
The two challengers, David Brenna and Orion Hansen, say they would bring a different kind of scrutiny to the Assembly. Hansen, a general contractor, says he has experience distinguishing the frivolous from the necessary.
I think that's something that we haven't always had, those kinds of eyes on the Assembly of someone who can look at other project and analyze things that are perhaps not needed and wasteful.
Brenna, a real estate developer, says he would bring real estate appraisal experience to the waterfront conundrum. Progress on the port was stalled last year when voters rejected a tidelands lease that was negotiated between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad.
This is a glaring hole in the negotiations that have occurred throughout the last 8 years, in that they haven't ordered or completed a market value analysis of the waterfront.
Cochran was on the Assembly while municipality representatives negotiated the now rejected lease with White Pass. He says things are moving in the right direction now. The Assembly has agreed to hire an independent port consultant.
Residents here that are serving on the Assembly, no one's an expert on the whole waterfront and the complexities, and we need help, and we need to admit that.
Along with Brenna and Hansen, Cochran agrees that there should be an analysis of what the waterfront property in question is worth.
It needs to be assessed, and we need to go forward, and we need to be transparent, for sure.
The topic of transparency was first brought up by Hansen. He's made it one of his main campaign issues. He says going forward in port discussions, transparency is crucial. He says the lease between the municipality and White Pass that was proposed last year was a bad deal. But Hansen thinks that shouldn't preclude further efforts to engage with the railroad.
I don't think you look ahead past negotiating with White Pass. I think you have to find common ground. And if you can't, well, then in 2023, you go from there. But there's such a long history with White Pass, and they're so invested in this community, and so many people work for White Pass. I would not be alive if we're not for White Pass.
Cochran agreed that the Assembly needs to re-engage with White Pass.
The railroad is the reason that Skagway stayed on the map.
When asked what the municipality should do when the current lease with the railroad ends in 2023, the candidates all said it was too early to tell. Some residents have pushed for the municipality to form a port authority or something similar that would manage the waterfront property currently leased by the railroad. Although Brenna has made his disdain for last year's proposed lease extension clear, he didn't rule out prolonging the town's arrangement with White Pass.
We need to flesh out these scenarios, and especially toward the public's opinion on whether or not there should be a monopoly on the waterfront or not. And if the answer is no, there shouldn't be, then maybe, you know, the municipality, either through a port authority of its own or a contract port authority, maybe that's a scenario.
Brenna says those are options that need to be economically analyzed. He says Skagway needs to keep its eye on the ball, cleaning up contamination and building infrastructure to keep the cruise ships coming.
I mean, we talk a lot about economic diversity, but 90 probably plus percent of our economy is based on cruise ships and tourism.
Along with the Assembly and school board races, Skagway residents will also vote on a ballot question next week. The question asks whether residents support a $6 million bond for a senior center and housing facility. The tentative plan is to pay for that bond debt by raising property taxes. Here's Hansen.
I think a senior center is overdue. For a town with the resources Skagway has, to have no sort of senior center at all, to share it with a daycare where they have to move out of, is we've really missed the boat on that.
Brenna says he's not opposed to the senior center, but he would prioritize port projects when it comes to funding. All the candidates say they're concerned about Skagway's bonding debt level. This project would bring it to about $26 million. But Cochran says ultimately he would follow the voters' will on the senior center question. The election takes place October 4th. You can listen to the full candidate forum at khns.org. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Emily Files.